Let the joy of the Lord overflow. There's never a time when his joy doesn't overflow. So allow it to fill up your heart and bubble over so that you can share that goodness with everybody else you come in contact with. Some people should be able to sense it without you even saying anything. Yeah, we're going to have to witness to people. And when we're prompted, we say something to, but sometimes when Tyrone walks up and down that hall at Tupelo High School, the kids are just, what is that? Because that joy of the Lord is overflowing in his heart. We should be walking down the aisles of Walmart, or y'all have Grocer's Pride here, Kroger back in Oxford, wherever I am. What was that? Should be like that that rushing mighty wind. It should just blow. We should be affecting people around us. That joy in us should be affecting people. We shouldn't even have to say anything, but that joy. The joy of the Lord, it should be affecting people around us, because there's never a time when the joy doesn't overflow. Amen. There's never a time that his hand doesn't uphold. Isaiah 41 and 10 in the New King James Version says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There's never a time when his hand doesn't uphold us. It may be upholding us. I know his hand upholds me. I was thinking about, have thought about this about maybe 2 weeks ago, I think. I think I was headed back to work. I don't know where I was coming from. But I was at the red light on University. Y'all probably don't know where that is in Oxford, but anyway. And I was turning because I was getting ready to get back on the highway to go back to the business, and I got pulled over. I looked back, and there were some blue lights behind me, and I'm like, well, I just turned from the red lights. I know I'm not speeding. There are cars in front of me. You know, what did I do? I mean, come on now. I have been in Oxford since December of 2010, almost 12 and a half years, and I've never been pulled over by Oxford police. He messed me up. He broke the record. I mean, and so I'm like, what did I do? I know I wasn't speeding this time. I know I wasn't speeding. Catch me on the highway now. Different story. And so he was like, well, I just pulled you over because did you just get this vehicle? I was like, no, see, I didn't have a tag on the back of my truck. We're getting the black tags, so we had to turn in our regular tags, and the black tag hasn't come in yet. He was like, did you just get this vehicle? I was like, no, I've had it. He said, well, I pulled you over because you didn't have a tag. I said, well, here's my registration. We're getting in the other tags, and it hasn't. I was like, oh, okay. I thought about getting one of those to myself, but I heard it was going to take 6 months to get in. Like, okay, so just having a conversation. So it wasn't anything. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't. But I've never been pulled over before since I've been in Oxford over 12 years. And then all of a sudden, I get pulled over. I was like, man. But anyway, I wasn't speeding, y'all. I wasn't speeding. So, thank God. Amen. I was just turning from the red light. Amen. So, I don't even know where I was with that. Maybe about there's never a time when he doesn't uphold us with his righteous right hand. And so, what I was getting to after that was, I've been coming back and forth to Houston from Oxford for all those 12 plus years as well. I've never had an accident, never been in an accident. There have been times where I've been a little close, wasn't my fault, but I've been a little close, you know, but I've never been in, his righteous right hand upholds me. There's never a time when his hand does not uphold me. We have to do a lot of traveling with the kids, sports, never an accident. So there's never a time when his hand does not uphold me. So the hand of protection keeps me. That hand of protection is up on me. And I always think about my kids, how blessed we are that they don't have an illness that other kids have to deal with, in and out, back and forth to the doctor with this and that. And they're blessed. Now, my boys playing sports, they've had some sports injuries, you know, we deal with those when they come, but just the illnesses that kids have all the time where they have to deal with them day in and day out. back and forth to the doctor and here and my kids don't have to do that. That's because he upholds us with his righteous right hand. So I'm forever grateful to God for that. I'm grateful to him for that. I think about those things. I think about the goodness of the Lord. That's the goodness of God. And we got to remember those things. We have to remember how good he is. That's not everybody's story. Somebody right now is having to take their kids somewhere to the doctor for this and for that. But mine aren't like that. And I'm grateful to God for that. So we have to remember that there's no time, no space, no circumstance that ever changes the Lord's goodness. There is nothing that will ever change his goodness. He's good to me. Is he good to you? Well, say he's good to me. Amen. We just have to remember that. Remember that God is good. In the times when we feel like he's far away from us, when we feel like he doesn't hear what we're saying, when it feels like he's not communicating, when we may suffer some kind of loss or some kind of pain or illness or sickness, whatever we may go through, hurt, that never negates his goodness. He's still good. He's always good. So we have to focus on his goodness. Remember that God is good. He is good. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." Can you put that up in the Passion for me as well? "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him."